This is the city. Lovell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Ross reporting on a Monday. And yes, we did get our Lovell Chronicle in.
What?
Yeah, mailed on time, mailed on Thursday. And we got it in over the weekend. So mail is speeding up, Ross, as we speak. This is the November 26th edition of the Lovell Chronicle, covering the Lovell Police Department for the weeks of November 16th through the 22nd. On the 16th, a local resident called officers after finding a vial with an unknown substance on the ground on East 2nd in fear of the contents being dangerous. It's dangerous. Officers tested the substance, found it to be cat medication. Officers determined the vial presented no threat to public safety, except for the cat now without its medication.
Cat's getting high.
Yeah, so now you got a cat there waiting for its medication. Don't pick it up. It's bad news. So the, I don't know what the kind of cat medication you get in a vial. So,
don't know.
Yeah. Drink it up, Fluffy. Or is it an application of some kind? I don't want to be a part of that. Also, on November 18th, Bank Lovell alerted Lovell Police to a $10 bill determined to be counterfeit due to foreign language being printed on it. We don't have foreign language on our tens. Officers determined the $10 bill to be prop money, the kind often used in films, and did not consider the bill to be a serious attempt at forgery. No, except somehow the bank got a hold of it. And they're probably out $10. So
yeah.
Also on November 19th, a resident called officers to East 10th Street after an elk mount went missing from his garage, causing the resident to report it as stolen. Somebody stole it. Upon the officers arriving on the scene and speaking with the resident, the elk mount was soon spotted in a shed on the property. The elk mount was determined to have been misplaced and not stolen. Where's my? You'd think you'd remember taking it down from your garage and moving it to your shed. No, I don't remember that.
But it must have been stolen.
Yeah, somebody had to have come in and stole it. But no, it was right there. On November 21st, officers responded to a fight between several local juveniles on East 2nd Street, spurred on by rumors about those involved. Officers later received a report that one of the juveniles had been transported to the emergency room with a broken cheekbone. The incident is under investigation. So that's not a good mingle at all.
No, it's pretty serious.
Yeah. Also, officers were called to East Main after a known registered sex offender was spotted by residents possibly talking to children during the Main Street mingle. He was mingling. Officers responded to the scene, determined the individual to be talking to adults and not children. No inappropriate conversation had taken place during the mingle. Police report, brawl on East 2nd results in injury. So I'd probably read on after that.
Pretty good.
Let's go to the sheriff's report. On November 17th, a resident from Cowley reported deputies that a threatening text message was received from a Park County resident. The case was passed over to Park County law enforcement, who will look up the number and go tell the person to knock it off, or they're going to go to the county jail.
Okay. Gee, how'd you find me?
So, if you send a threatening text message, a lot of times it has your phone number on it.
I think just about every time.
Yeah. Also, deputies responded to East Main and Byron after a parked car had been backed into and hit and run. Incident remains under investigation. Well, it's pretty hard to find a good parking spot in Byron, I guess.
So. Yeah, right.
Also, on November 21st, a jogger called deputies to Frog Rock near Road 5 between Cowley and Byron after witnessing a man rummaging through his vehicle's glove box. As he finished his run, the jogger did not confront the intruder, but rather waited for the person to leave before calling the incident. Case is under investigation. So, could be anything there. And for one, this guy is driving to go jog, and and he's going over to Frog Rock to go jog. So not sure how it got its name. Must have been a frog stuck up there one day.
I guess.
Let's name it Frog Rock, okay?
Maybe it looks like a frog.
Or maybe frogs chuck rocks at people as they're jogging by. Could be. You don't know. But it could have been the person looking through the glove box to see who the car belonged to, too. So, or just someone trying to steal something. So might be something in here. On November 22nd, deputies were called to the Horseshoe Bend Marina after a man was reported as aiming a firearm at another person's dog. Deputies determined the man was just taking the gun out of its holster to readjust its position and had no intent to aim the firearm at the canine. Well, and the dog was unarmed, too, so it wouldn't have been a good duel. Yeah, he was readjusting his firearm. So,
okay.
Guess it was pinching him somewhere.
Yeah, I
don't know. Headline, man seen rummaging through jogger's car.
Ah.
Car was not jogging at that time. Let's go over to the Powell Police Department and find out what happened. They include welfare check. Nord Gilbert received request, checked the welfare of a person. Officer responded, contacted them. They were fine. Disposition completed. And so they have to report back to the person. Yeah, he's fine. He came right to the door. You didn't want to go see him, did you? So, just check on him. I don't want to go over there. Let's have the cops do it.
Yeah,
yeah. It's too far away. It's like five blocks. I don't want to go over. Read a report, South Bend. Received a report of a possible drunk driver. Officers responded, located the vehicle, already parked, unoccupied, at a resident. Disposition informational. It was the car itself. It wasn't the person that was drunk. So, let's see. Domestic, East Jefferson. Received report of a domestic. Officers responded. They didn't find any evidence of a domestic. However, a 38-year-old female from Powell was arrested on a circuit court warrant, transported to jail. Disposition, arrest made. So, she had a warrant out for her and was raising a stink.
So. Yeah, see how one leads to the other?
Well, and if you have a warrant out for you, don't raise a stink. Okay?
But he deserved a good yelling at.
Don't make it so that your neighbor has to call the police.
Yeah.
Okay? So, domestic, Hawthorne. Saved report of a domestic that had occurred earlier. The caller wanted officers to make sure that the female was okay. Officers contacted the female. The domestic was all verbal, and she had already left the residence. Disposition completed. So she had called a friend of hers, and then the friend called the cops. Mm-hmm. So that's what it sounds like. Mm-hmm. So, and to make sure that the guy was sternly looked at. Because I'm figuring it was a guy on the other end doing something stupid. So, let's see. Property found a Galaxy S9 Plus.
Ooh.
Navy in color. The owner came in, claimed their phone, disposition, dispatch handled. So, the person who had lost it had to be without a phone for like a half hour. Whoa.
The longest 30 minutes of his life.
I know. It's like, and he kept looking down at his hand with a sad look, sad face.
He kept trying to hit refresh, and it wouldn't refresh.
Yeah, can't refresh. So, the police found it, and he was so happy. So he went quickly onto Facebook. So, traffic stop, Panther Boulevard. Failure to stop at a stop sign, and then animal stray dog, officer responded, dog placed in the animal shelter. So if you're missing your dog, let's make sure that the shelter doesn't have it during the holidays, okay? It just becomes a sad Disney movie after that. So anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter. Brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center, where Tim made sure to proclaim himself King of Frog Rock. Don't go near it without his permission, please. Do appreciate the Lovell Chronicle and the Powell Police Department for today's police blotter report.